Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. The workout of the day is NAIT. It's a very popular workout, very challenging workout. It's a repeat workout for us. We did it on July 20th, 2021. If you want to go back, check your score, see how you broke it up. Did you make appropriate decisions? Should you change something? All that should be in the BTWB app under the notes section if you left some notes. It's important to say that NAIT is a hero workout. It's named after a team guy, a Navy SEAL, who was killed. And all these hero workouts have a real person behind the name. And so you can always learn more about them. You know, a simple Google search will tell you the history of this gentleman. And I did not, you know, as a former SEAL myself, I did not know NAIT. But, I mean, any hero workout gets me, but obviously one that's got a fallen SEAL always kind of makes me think. So anyway, there's a backstory to all these workouts, point taken. Here's what NAIT is. 20-minute AMRAP of 2 ring muscle-ups, that's kipping, 4 handstand push-ups, also kipping, and 8 kettlebell swings. A 70-pound bell for men, 35-pound bell for women, and that's an American swing going all the way overhead. And even though the videos today show a strict ring muscle-up, that's just, you know, the video shows the range of motion, what a muscle-up is, NAIT is prescribed as kipping ring muscle-ups. It's a very demanding and challenging workout. Just an upper body, shoulders, pecs, chest, lats, triceps, blaster. A ton of interference, and that is intentional, and that makes it a very demanding workout. And so, scores could be low. That's okay as you work towards it. And we might want to consider one of the other options today if that NAIT as written is just a bit too much. Ideally, since the reps are low, 2 ring muscle-ups, those wouldn't be broken up. Ideally, the 4 handstand push-ups, as the workout goes on, it might make sense to break those up into a couple quick doubles or something like that. And the 8 kettlebell swings, when you pick up the bell, the goal would be to get the 8 each time. So that can kind of give you a sense of how you should be just gently but consistently moving the entire time through NAIT. And if that doesn't make sense, we may want to look at a different option. We've got Super Fitness Robot scores. Men, 15 rounds or more. Women, 13 rounds or more. That's data pulled from BTWB. More likely, men, 11 rounds or more. 10 women, 10 rounds or more. The wild card option. AMRAP 20 minutes, 4 strict pull-ups, 4 shoulder press at 60% of your 1 rep max, 8 kettlebell swings, same loading. Scaled option, as many rounds as possible in 15 minutes, 2 low ring muscle-ups. Watch the video, use as much leg as you need to, develop that upper body strength with good technique, make it challenging, but use your legs. 4 pike box handstand push-ups. Again, the video will show you what we're talking about there. And if those are too challenging for you, by all means, swap in the 4 shoulder press at 60% that we mentioned in the wildcard option. And then 8 Russian kettlebell swings. So now we're not going all the way overhead. 53-pound bell for the men, 35-pound bell for women. Limited equipment option. Very similar to NAIT with a couple tweaks. AMRAP 20 minutes, 2 low ring muscle-ups, ideally using as little leg as needed, making it as demanding in the upper body as possible. 4 handstand push-ups, and then 8 dumbbell swings with a 50-pound dumbbell for men, a 35 for women. That's going all the way overhead, American style. Yes, the loading is a bit lighter than the prescribed NAIT workout. That will just give you a reason to keep moving. You won't be shortchanged. And the Super Fitness Robot scores for both men and women, and the more likely are the same as the regular workout of the day. No equipment workout today. 10 rounds for time, 4 handstand push-ups, 12 glute bridges, 8 jumping air squats. The glute bridges, if you're starting to become pretty proficient with them, here's a way to make them very challenging. Instead of having 2 feet on the ground as you extend and press your pelvis towards the sky, just have 1 foot on the ground for like the first 6, since we're doing 12, then have the other foot on the ground for the other 6, and those single leg glute bridges will make you feel like you've never done glute bridges in your life. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. How much fun is this first part? There's 3 options, pick one. Either 50, burpee box jump overs. 24 inches for men, 20 for women. That would be facing the box. Or 50 bar facing burpees. Or 50 regular burpees. Pick one, have a blast. The other part of the optional accessory work is an either or. Either overhead carry. Mark out 100 feet. Lock a pair of dumbbells, a pair of kettlebells, a barbell overhead that's appropriately challenging. March 100 feet with it. Rest. Do it a second time. Rest. Do it a third time. Great head-to-toe strength builder. Or you can practice your handstand holds and walking. Accumulate 2 to 4 minutes open floor or against a wall, or just practice. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes. Casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. That closes out the day with a challenging hero workout. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a rest day for most people tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I will see you back here on Friday.